This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio has changed our lives, and we've got to be saved our lives.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you about Dead City Radio, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, already the 12th day of November 2017. I just talked to Roger Stone about an hour ago. He's been talking to some high-level White House sources. Pretty high level. And we're going to be giving you exclusive intel from inside the fake Robert Mueller investigation on why the president is so hopping mad and what's been discovered about former CIA Director James Woolsey and that supposed meeting he had with General Flynn. And then it gets even crazier. CNN is reporting, as we told you about 2 weeks ago, exclusively here from our sources, that the Podesta Group, run by Tony Podesta and propped up by his political operative brother John Podesta, is set to close this Wednesday, the 15th of November, in just 3.5 days. That illustrates a lot. So we're going to give you the inside baseball, as they say on that, coming up at the bottom of the hour today. And then there is so much more to get to as well. On Thursday, our intrepid Merkel Thalen wrote about Vault 8 data leak from WikiLeaks on the CIA and the NSA and how it shows the agency is going around setting up citizens, foreign governments, you name it. DrudgeReport.com, link to it. Again, get today's news 3 days early at Infowars.com and find out why they had congressional hearings calling for us to be shut down just 10 days ago, because we will fight for the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Here's the New York Times. Security breach and spilled secrets have shaken the NSA to its core. And they make it about the NSA. It's the NSA data systems. It's the NSA lines and systems being used. It's the CIA running it. So that's a classic from the big daddy agency, CIA, the senior at NSA. It goes CIA, NSA, and then down from that. The second biggest agency is NSA. I'm not defending NSA. You just got to love how everything spin, but when you know it, you see it. It's just incredible. So that is all coming up. We've also got a new pre-crime computer, privacy fears of artificial intelligence as a crime stopper. That's coming up. And then, did you know in Europe and Australia they've banned Father's Day? Fathers existing as evil. Here's the Herald Sun. I know this is old news. I saw it a few months late. Father's Day ad poll, too political to praise dads. And then we got all these other anti-father ads. That's coming up. Then amazing video. It's critical to everything. Vietnam War veteran cries on President Trump's shoulder during Vietnam speech. And why is it so important? Whether you believe Trump's sincere or not, which we know he's sincere from the evidence, the fact that he's honoring vets and the fact that he's being personal activates human emotion and behavior and is something the globalists don't want is real humanity. It's beautiful. That's coming up as well. Plus, ISIS has a direct threat to Trump as president arrives in new home of jihad. That's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, and a review. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of movies. I might watch 2 hours of television a week. Maybe if I'm working out, I tend to just rather listen to music. But I started watching Stranger Things. That's the number one TV show right now on Netflix. And I got 5-6 episodes into it. I guess 5 yesterday, 6 today. And it is incredible propaganda. I mean, you talk about in-your-face revelation of the method, the secrets of Stranger Things from the progenitor of the global awakening against these things coming up in the final segment of the second hour tonight. So this is a big global transmission. Roger Stone in 25 minutes joins us with breaking high-level White House intel. Then Darren McBrain joins us in studio as well. Newswars.com. PresidentPlanet.com, InfoWars.com are our humble attack frigates in the fight. You spread the links, you make their engines turn and their cannons fire.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, global transmission. It is already the 12th day of November 2017. Thank you for joining us. We've got an extraordinary transmission lined up for you tonight. But let me just start with something that I should have started with on the Friday show, because I'm live 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., as most folks know that are watching weekdays. Syndicated on stations across the country, radio and TV, InfoWars.com/show. If radio listeners want to actually add a dimension to it and actually see what we're doing here and actually see the clips and read the articles for themselves. I saw a video on Thursday night of Sean Parker, the former president of Facebook. Legendary hacker, computer programmer, you name it. Fellow I got to meet once here in Austin. And he was saying Facebook targets and exploits your weaknesses. It targets and exploits your psychology. It makes you depressed by design. And it's very, very evil. And we consciously knew this when we did it. So Thursday night, I see that when I'm at home, kind of getting ready for the next day's show. I spend 2-3 hours at night sometimes getting ready, and then a few hours in the morning. And I sent Nico Acosta, our head producer, the clips on the computer. I emailed him, and I said, I want to lead the show with this tomorrow. But I didn't, because Congressman Gates out of California came out and said, yeah, they're getting ready for martial law and the forcible removal of Trump with a coup. And then he broke down how they're preparing for it and how they're trying to get people on Capitol Hill ready to go along with it. And I can see how I kind of didn't go with my lead story, because when I got up in the morning, Steve Watson at InfoWars.com had written a story about that. But once I kind of backed off from that story, once I already covered it, it was accurate. But once I'd already gone over it, I realized we've already talked about that a lot. They already got film out of the CIA saying we're going to kill Trump on CNN. You already see the hashtag hunt Republicans, you know, kill cops. I mean, you already see all the revolutionary fervor Governor Jerry Brown just said, you know, we need to kill people that don't want to pay carbon taxes and put them 6 feet under. We've got that speech. We can play it for you. It's on InfoWars.com. So it's like, hey, we know they're revolutionary. They're bullies. They're criminals. They'll kill us if we don't do what they say. Thank God we have a Second Amendment. But to have Sean Parker, multi-billionaire, founder of Napster, one of the co-founders of Facebook and so many other big endeavors, who was so crazed when I met him, he wasn't on drugs, it was natural, super intelligence, that he just walked up to me and went, Alex Jones, I can't leave you here. He goes, I'm leaving, and just ran down the hall, out the door, at a party I was invited to by a rock star. And that's just a funny little story, because I said, well, I don't know what that guy's problem is, but okay, he ran from me like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Somebody sees a ghost, you know, they run out the door so hard they just put a hole through the door and there's a silhouette of their body. But I don't need to believe Sean Parker. I read documents 20 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago. I talked to former CIA section chiefs about this that were at MIT in the 70s. I did my research, because the elite acts like you're all idiots or I'm an idiot, and that we won't actually go read what's been written in published books by them. People ask, how do I know all this stuff? Why does everything keep coming true I talk about? Why does the media create all these fake things I didn't talk about to attribute to me to try to make people not tune in? It's because I actually went and read what they said they were going to build. And here's the bad news. Most of it they've been able to do. The good news is we now know they mean what they're saying. We can stop them. We have the intel, because a long-term program like this can be stopped if you're aware of it, even in its final 20% or so. So Sean Parker, co-founder of Facebook, bashed his company, saying it was built to exploit human vulnerability. That's CNBC. You'll be on Facebook, folks, and they pop up serotonin reuptake inhibitor Prozac ads and psychological test ads, and they admit they're targeting leftists. I mean, this was in the news in January of this year. Australian executives leaked it, risking their lives, not just their money, to say, we're exploiting especially leftists. We want to keep them desperate, alone with fake bot friends, and freak them out about Trump and ruin their lives. That's why they're so deranged, folks. They've been hit with AI computers. And by the way, Facebook's fighting back. I'm not at liberty to get into it at this point, but they've hit the friendly thing and the negative deal. They've hit us with the negative, full manipulation of their operatives and their positive. Hey, stop it, Alex. I've been hit in the last 2 days, and we recorded a lot of it, so just get ready. Okay? So all of this is going on. Their congressional hearing saying shut us down, and Sean Parker comes out and says, we're exploiting people, we're using them, we're manipulating them, we're using their weaknesses, we're making them more depressed. And he basically says it all. It's incredible. Is he hedging his bets like Donna Brazile? What's happening? Here's the first clip.
That thought process was all about how we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible. And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while, because someone liked or commented on
what you get on a hill
or whatever.
Or asking a girl out.
That's going to get you to contribute more.
Or getting in a fist fight.
And that's going to get you, you know, more likes and comments. And it's a
dopamine
validation feedback loop that it's like it's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with, because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. And I think that the inventors, creators, you know, and it's me, it's Mark, it's the, you know, Kevin Systrom at Instagram, it's all of these people, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
But did you understand the next 100 moves, my friend? Or did you see the moves before they were even announced? He now begins to understand that. That's why he's doing this. Let's go to the next clip. Talking about children. Here it is.
And then they would say, no. I value my real life interactions. I value the moment. I value presence. And I value intimacy. And I would say, well, you're a conscientious objector. That's okay. You don't have to participate, but, you know, we'll get you eventually. and like, I don't know if I really understood the consequences of what I was saying. Because the unintended consequences of a network when it grows to a billion or 2 billion people, and it literally changes your relationship with society, with each other, with it probably interferes with productivity in weird ways. God only knows.
Parker freaked out now.
In children's brains.
Wait till 5 years later.
You know, anxiety is a huge problem now. Of course, anxiety was always a big problem.
But they have ads that pop up.
Anxiety in high school, but the surveys that have been going on for years are showing a huge rise in anxiety amongst high school kids and younger. And you know, you have to wonder if there isn't some, you know, if the thought process that went into building these applications,
premeditated,
the first of them, to really understand it. That thought process was all about, how do we consume as much of your time?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to cover something right now. It's very, very heartfelt, and it's not artificial. Trump understands the personal touch. You know, it was confirmed by General Kelly and others that Obama did not call the family members of troops that died. He would occasionally, if somebody was being part of a political function, like Khan and his Gold Star family, then Obama did call a few of the families. But Trump has called hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families. And that was later confirmed. And Trump, if you want to understand him, takes serious value in personal conversations and personal connections. And he calls every police officer that gets killed in the United States, he calls their family. When I got remarried, didn't even tell Trump about it, didn't even know about it. Trump called me, called my wife separately. I haven't gone to that full story, and he just relishes it. Now, the globalists want you to only be emotional when they say about the topics they want. It's about using the words they want or doing what they say, or it's all manipulation with a bunch of actors. With Trump, it's spontaneous where he just says, bring the whole crowd up here. Let's just see what they do. The Secret Service tries to stop him, and he countermands them. And then Trump, I reported on this a year ago, but it's now been in the news. Trump keeps a yellow notepad, or one of his security people does, and he writes down everything. It has a really good memory. Like, and he writes down things they want, things they say, and he takes what he gets, just like it's a Trump Tower or a golf course, what his supporters or members want. And then he looks at it. Is it reasonable? Does it resonate? And then he takes action on it. So he's like the opposite of a psychic vampire. He wants to give because then he gets even better back. That's the big secret. Psychic vampires think they're taking only. No, you give, you get back even more. I'm such a selfish person. I've been a good person my whole life, okay? I'm not out to get people, but I'm meaner than hell if I need to be. I figured out like this, reap what you sow, what comes around goes around, treat others as you want to be treated, what Jesus said. Man, I'm all about it because the better I do, I was already inclined to do it, but now the more fearless, the more focused, the more giving I am, it just comes back. It's incredible. So the media is making jokes about this. They're attacking it, you name it. They're also attacking him. Kim Jong-un called him old and stupid. He said, well, you're short and fat. But I'd never say that. You know, it's a joke. Like, I'd never call you short and fat. Like, you just called me old and stupid. It's that joke. It's a turn of phrase. But Vietnam War veteran cries on President Trump's shoulder during Vietnam speech. The liberal mainstream media hit this beautiful moment from American people. It does not fit their narrative. Well, they hit it. They've also been attacking it some. President Donald J. Trump is on his 14th-day Asia trip. And, you know, what's interesting here is when they instantly see something, they'll attack it. But when they don't know what to do, they wait a day. Now they are attacking. So he's on his 14-day East Asia trip. It's gone so well. Starting in Japan, that will end the Philippines next week. President Trump attended the APEC summit in Da Nang, Vietnam on Friday and Saturday. On Saturday, President Trump delivered a speech in the Da Nang, Vietnam of Veterans Day. Behind him stood several U.S. veterans from the Vietnam War. President Trump delivered another astounding speech in honor of the veterans. And during it, one of the veterans came and broke down on his shoulder. This is so powerful. Here it is.
Thank you for your support of the military. And it's an honor to be here as one of seven Vietnam veterans representing the 58,000 heroes who never made it home. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Come here. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You nervous?
I am nervous. I am nervous. You know, it's an honor for me to be here.
And again, it's just a short little thing, but Trump has that effect on people because it's real. He's not a saint. He wants families to be strong. He wants to have a future. He's pro-human. He doesn't want to break up families. He doesn't want to attack Christians. He doesn't want to not have prosperity. He's not a Satanist. He's not out to get you. And those of us that aren't Satanist, we don't understand the selfishness of somebody that doesn't just want to have things their way, but wants to have it at your expense. And that's what's so powerful. Trump should lay off WikiLeaks. They're the reason he got elected, out of a lot of reasons. They're a big part of it, part of that trifecta. And, you know, he should lay off, he should expand vaccine investigations like he said he would do. And, you know, he said he wouldn't expand the Afghan war, and he has, claiming that's to clean it up and get out. But we'll see. He means well. But he's done some bad things. But if you weigh things, the good he's done versus the bad he's done, the good way outweighs the bad. And you know a man by his enemies. The way they're out to get him shows you everything. Speaking of that, we've got a special that will end today. It has to end today because a bunch of the products, I just pick the sales. I decide. Nobody argues with me. They should. Tim Bruger pointed out, hey, three of these things actually lose money. And when they do auto ship, they really lose like $10. You need to stop this because they showed me the math actually this morning. I came in a minute ago. You brought in a couple hundred thousand dollars a day, but there's no money here because free shipping, 50% off products that aren't marked up at 100%. Well, you cut them 50%, that cuts out the profit. But I say it's going to turn out good because 50% off on apparel, T-shirts as low as like $5 a piece. The average price, $9.95. Because some of them are made in America. They cost that much in made in America. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off. Vitamin Real Fusion, 50% off. Anthroplex, a bunch of other stuff. Biome Defense Probiotic, 50% off. DNA Force just got back in. It is 25% off. Very, very costly product for us to produce. Proven with studies to detoxify your DNA, your mitochondria, your cells. That's back in stock. The enemy wants to shut us down, as you've all seen. And if you'll just go there and find a T-shirt, a water filter, a shower filter, non-GMO heirloom seeds, books, films, T-shirts, supplements. There's thousands of items. Car jumping systems are the very best, lowest price. Shortwave radios, AM, FM emergency radios, walkie-talkies, optics, lower thirds for rifles. It's all there. Just whatever's the best, we go get it, get you a good price. A lot of times lower than Amazon, who's sworn to destroy you, sworn to destroy America, gets taxpayer money. We get zero taxpayer money. InfoWarsStore.com. If you'll just commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and check out the products at least, and then take advantage of free shipping to try, like, Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12. We're talking about energy, health, you name it. Molon Labe shirts for men and women. We're about to sell a bunch of special design shirts. We've got this anti-fascism, anti-communism shirt that triggers the Antifa. That's only this month, so we've got about 2 weeks left on that selling. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But quite frankly, we've delivered, and that means we're right square in the enemy's court, in front of them, under attack. And quite frankly, I psychically, spiritually, it's been quite interesting. And it's definitely interesting to plug into this, both good and evil. But I can tell you right now, if you're not praying for us, and if you're not buying the products, if you're not spreading the links, you might as well join the New World Order, because we're at point-blank range, hurting them bad, but it's like being electrocuted, I'll be honest with you. And when you take action and pray for us, it energizes us and lets us win. When you don't, it's like vision in hell. So there's highs and lows.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank you all for tuning in on the Sunday broadcast. I want to thank all the affiliates and all the sponsors, but also this amazing crew that we've got here. Alia and everybody else in there just does an amazing job. Marcos Morales here like 6 years. I just take that guy for given, like a fixture. What an amazing person. This has been such a fight here, ladies and gentlemen. And when I tell you Roger Stone is a direct plug-in to Donald Trump, everybody knows that. He doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. But, you know, the media calls him a dirty trickster and all this stuff. And he just takes on their attacks and makes a joke out of it. But the truth is, he's a big sweetheart. He's against evil government. He's not a villain, like they've said, or I wouldn't be involved with him. His information has been the most accurate, continued information I've gotten from anybody, except for my few conversations with the president, where he did exactly what he said he would do. And, of course, they have Get Me Roger Stone, the Netflix series that was a big hit, and all the rest of it. They banned him on Twitter 2 weeks ago. He's filing suit. They had congressional hearings a week and a half ago. Twitter, Facebook, Google saying they were censoring me at lunch because we said a Muslim ran over folks with a truck. That's the weird thing is they've got these con games going where they go, Jones says the sun is yellow. He's a liar. It's purple. And it's just like, what is the game where they hide it in plain view and like discredit themselves? Is it just an appeal to power? Where they just think because they're in Congress and they're before a committee and they're the, you know, heads of technology or heads of operations for the big three internet giants that I was at lunch and I saw about the attack and they said it was Islamic and that the mayor had been warned. And that needs to be banned. Sir, we banned it at lunch. Yes, we banned it. And then it was all true. It was a Fox News clip. And again, it's next level. But I wanted to get Roger on because he called me about 2 hours for airtime. I was actually up here already working. And he texted me. He said, I got huge breaking news. And again, it's big news, but it's a microcosm into how things work on multiple fronts. It's been announced by CNN what he said 3 weeks ago here, that the Podesta, largest lobbying firm in D.C., by Tony Podesta, was shutting down this next Wednesday. It's officially closed Wednesday. And you see Saturday Night Live turning against the Clintons now, Donna Brazile, Wolf Blitzer, Chris Hayes. I mean, this is definitely an exodus as they figure out the public hates these people, and there's indictments reportedly out there. Now, I've been told by my sources, when I talked to Roger 2 hours ago, he said, about an hour before airtime, he said, Alex, I am not going to answer that question because of sources, but I think you're in the right direction. So my source that they, not just Tony, but that John's going to be indicted, that's from other sources I have, I'll just tell you, in the Pentagon and the FBI. I'll leave it at that. And they've not been wrong either, but I haven't gotten 500 pieces of info from them like Stone. I've gotten 30, 40 pieces from each group. I actually can't believe how honorable people in the government are, actually, with all the intel we're given. But I guess we're only the ones crazy enough to put it out. So he's got huge General Flynn Mueller investigation stuff that deals with the whole investigation, not just Flynn. And then he's got huge news, obviously, with the Podestas, John Podesta and Tony Podesta, and the announcement that the lobbying firm is closing next Wednesday. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Alex, great to be here. I think most Americans saw blaring headlines that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, had opened up an investigation into General Michael Flynn in connection with a $15 million Turkish kidnap plot. In which it is alleged that Turkish interests engaged or spoke to General Flynn for essentially an extrajudicial kidnapping, an extradition of a religious fanatic who not so long ago masterminded an uprising and an attempted coup in Turkey. It's also fair to say that the Gulen, as he is known, who was held up in Pennsylvania in the Poconos, is engaged in a myriad of other federal crimes. But ironically, the investigation into General Flynn stems solely on the memory of former FBI Director James Woolsey. The mainstream media tells us that Woolsey was partners with Flynn in his public affairs firm, and that he was the one pointing the finger at the general. Now, if you look at this stunning interview that he actually gave, he implicates Flynn, saying he heard in a hotel room when he came in at the end and Flynn was present some discussion of an extrajudicial kidnapping. Then later in the tape, he attempts to back off of it as if he hadn't said that previously and said, of course, none of this was known entirety or in the first person. So he purposely maligns Flynn. Flynn has vehemently denied that he sat in on any discussion of kidnapping. He understood the angst that the Turkish had about the crimes of the Gulen in the United States, and yes, those should be brought to the attention of law enforcement. But Woolsey has impugned a good man, and that stunning interview shows his treachery. Here is the truth. Woolsey was never partners with Flynn. He was on an advisory board, uncompensated in Flynn's group. He badgered Flynn relentlessly about the ability to make money. He himself wanted the Turkish account, a $15 million lobbying account, perfectly legal. His wife, driven by greed and money, had actually told the Turks $15 million was the price tag, and they were incensed when they quite legally engaged General Flynn, for which he was paid $500,000, most of which, my sources tell me, went to subcontractors in an effort to educate the Justice Department about some things that the Gulen has been doing in this country that are illegal. So the entire thing here is because Woolsey, who Trump never likes, even on the campaign stump, Woolsey is a deep stater, Alex, who attaches himself to Trump. Trump does not want him on the road, only wants Flynn to travel with him. And indeed, Mike Flynn's representation of the Turks begins at a time that he, when he is a private citizen in private practice and spending all of his time campaigning with and for Donald Trump, almost 30 days on the road, introducing Trump at these enormous rallies. So I think a great American patriot is being framed here, and I think Woolsey is a deep state quisling who is doing the dirty work of the Bushes and the Clintons, is pointing a finger.
Well, sure, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about all of that, and of course you get that from your sources very high up. But expanding, we're about to go to break. What do you make of Brazil's come out? We've talked about it. Now Chris Hayes, now Wolf Blitzer, basically all of them are throwing the Clintons under the bus, something I've never seen before. What does this signify?
Well, the professional Democrats have figured out that the Clintons are a burden that they're just no longer willing to handle. Most of the anti-Clinton activity you see is being orchestrated by the Obamas, who are ready to turn the page to set the stage for a potential candidacy by Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama should not be underestimated as a candidate. We can make snide jokes about her all we like, but she commands a greater loyalty in the Democratic Party base and the far left, indeed, than Hillary Clinton ever did. And her husband controls the machinery of the Democratic Party. Joe Biden talking about running is a joke. Joe Biden is an enfeebled old man who can't keep his hands off of young girls and women, not his wife. It's quite creepy.
Well, that's the big subject I want to cover with you next. I mean, the Republican Party's nasty. It's corrupt. It's being removed. We're in a battle there. That's our real problem. But the Democrats, what does it mean when you've got all the Democrat media and things like Saturday Night Live turning against the Clintons? What does that signify? Straight ahead with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but
the answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as I was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to air the 60 Minutes piece, and I'm going to air the CNN piece, and I'm going to air the Saturday Night Live piece, and others, if I have time to get to them all. They're up on InfoWars.com. Where mainstream media is like, Bill and Hillary Clinton corrupt. They need to pay for their sex crimes. They need to pay for covering up the assaults on women. They need to pay for working with the Russians. They need to pay for working with the Chinese. I'm like, when did they become the Alex Jones channel? It's crazy. So what does that signify? Just Roger was on a few weeks ago. He said, hey, Hillary says she's going to run again in 2020. We're going to support our exploratory committee. And I said to Roger off air, I said, I almost don't want to give them our plan and make jokes about this because they still think Hillary's their girl. But now all of them are turning against her. The entire system. Meanwhile, at the very moment, the Republicans are trying to get rid of Roy Moore. And I'm not saying he's perfect. If he did the things they're claiming, then I say crucify him. But now some of the accusers have gone offline. Others are, Democratic Party operatives, all this other stuff's going on. My big issue is our big problem is the Republican Party. Just because we're defeating the Democrats and America's turned on them in a political realignment, how do we make sure we get good people in the Republican Party to turn this around? But, Roger, what do you make of the point we've gotten to when clearly months ago I said they're starting to eat the Clintons, they're turning on them, they're going to use the Harvey Weinstein thing as a trigger to go after everybody? I mean, now that's happened. What is the next shoe to drop, and what do you make of the complete exodus against the Clintons?
I think this is a very key point, Alex, and that is many on the right have long believed that the ruling elite was monolithic and that they moved in total concert through their groups such as the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, the Bilderbergers. That's not entirely true. They have their own intramural struggles. The Rockefellers always wanted ultimate power. They never got the presidency. The Kennedys had to fight the Rockefellers, and the Harrimans had to fight both of them for supremacy within the establishment. What you have here is a purge, very much like the purge in Saudi Arabia, where the hard left, who see the Democratic Party as their vehicle and long-term investment, realize that Bill and Hillary are dead weight, that Bill's rapes and his assault on women can no longer be suppressed, that Hillary's role in covering it up is now too widely known, that the epic scam of the Clinton Foundation, if they follow the path laid out by the brilliant Charles Wortel, will lead to indictments ultimately for the violation of multiple laws, because the Clintons indeed would steal a hot stove. Deeply resented in Obama land is the profiteering. It's not just, for example, that Hillary negotiated an agreement with the Obama administration regarding her contacts and handling of her foundation while she was Secretary of State, then made sure that the agreement was not legally binding, and then continuously violated it in violation of what she had agreed to with Barack. Is it surprising that Obama is ready to download this dead weight?
That's a really good point. So if I pull back from this, though, obviously they know their political party's in trouble. Getting rid of the Clintons now, that's a day late, a dollar short, as they say. This is a metastasizing cancer. Then they've got all these other corrupt interests in there as well. Why didn't they see this before?
Well, the Clintons' hammerlock on the party money and her standing in the party based on a very strong run against Obama gave her the... And the nasty tactics and air of inevitability, professional Democrats, many of whom I know and drink with, who despise her, supported her candidacy because the Clintons were notoriously vengeful. They were
sure. So what are they saying about her now?
Look, I think they view her as dead meat. But don't think that means they've changed their ideology or that they've changed their game plan to push a communist, socialist, leftist agenda
down our
throat.
That was my next point. That was my next point. What you just said, they are trying to jettison her because she's not leftist and globalist and racist enough. They think she's posing as that. And so this shows how they admittedly have gotten even more radical and even more mentally ill.
Well, look, and I should address two other key points here. My sources tell me that the attacks against Judge Roy Moore, which are almost 40 years ago, these are not convictions, these are merely accusations, looking sketchier and sketchier the more they are examined. I'm told that this was cooked up and packaged by the diabolical Karl Rove at the behest of Mitch McConnell. This is the payback for the pasting of their hand-picked candidate, Luther Strange. And they're endangering a seat for the Senate, and they don't seem to care. When McConnell called on Moore to withdraw, he knew legally that there was no way to do that, that his name cannot be removed from the ballot at this point, regardless of any statement.
What do you make of a lot of polls that are up on InfoWars.com showing Moore has gotten even bigger leads since this happened? It looks like Alabamans are just sick of dirty tricks.
Well, that could be the case. In all honesty, it's a little soon to poll it because it's still nuclear. I mean, Roy Moore is trending, but... someone has taken advantage of what is a national disgrace, and that is all these leftist hypocrites who claim to love feminism and be feminists turning out to be sexual harassers. I mean, Weinstein is no different than Bill Clinton, for example.
how would you grade Trump? I mean, Afghanistan, he said he wouldn't expand it. He did. He's been wrong on vaccines. He said he would try to expose it. He didn't. He's bad on WikiLeaks. I mean, let's say the things he's bad on. But overall, the elite hate him. He's got the economy going. He's bringing back free speech, anti-political correctness. I mean, what's good about Trump in 3 minutes? What's bad about Trump?
A record stock market, unemployment at the lowest point in American history, very, very aggressively trying to hack back regulations in all departments that retard job growth and economic growth. His head screwed on right, most definitely, in terms of North Korea, understands that strength, peace through strength is better than marching off to foreign wars. My real problem, Alex, is that the high number of Bush alum headed by H.R. McMaster and Dina Habib Powell, and particularly in the White House Economic Policy Council shop, are hardcore pro-NAFTA, pro-neocon, pro-Iraq war Bushies, and they unilaterally have found a way to, I think, mislead the president. We were supposed to be out of that.
Sure, and so we're getting a lot done thanks to his instincts. But when he's trying to pull from the swamp to make his government, he's being infiltrated at every turn, which means we've got to be vigilant. We've got to be focused.
Look, you got to support him when he's right, which is most of the time. You got to point out where his orders and his policies are being countermanded by a Bush-commanded bureaucracy out to undo what he wants done. I think he's doing extraordinarily well on the big picture stuff.
Let me get back to this briefly with you. What do you make of Mueller, now that he's discredited, involved with the Russians, Hillary discredited again, back to the Podestas, shutting down their lobbying firm? I mean, what does that signal, or does Mueller just roll forward despite the fact that he's basically been caught in bed with Putin?
Look, I think Tony Podesta probably isn't guilty of that many crimes. If he is indicted for failure to file for the Ukrainian party he was represented, this crime is easily remedied by filing. He did file late, but he filed. And no one has ever been, to our knowledge, actually prosecuted for this. And if they were, it would be, generally speaking, a $5,000 fine, and they slap on the wrist.
That's the same thing they're going after Manafort. So it's a political stunt.
It's window dressing. It's the way Robert Mueller convinces us, look, I'm bipartisan. I'm going after a big Democrat. Now, here's the problem. John Podesta told the Senate Intelligence Committee he knew nothing about the Fusion GPS so-called dirty dossier.
That's the real crime, is the perjury on Fusion GPS.
And it appears that he was lying now that we know that he met with a Fusion GPS official who is talking to the government. So I think it is reasonable to say that John Podesta's time in the barrel may be about to come.
But not for what we're hearing about. All right, Roger Stone, we can only follow you on Twitter at Stone Cold Truth because they banned Roger Stone off of there. You've got a lawsuit ongoing. So we'll talk to you again coming up this week during the weekday transmission.
No, I was very pleased to say that I asked Judge Andrew Napolitano to review the first draft of my lawsuit against Twitter, which has come from my team of terrific lawyers, and he really believes it's a 10-strike. He believes it's an extraordinary case for free speech.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Coming up, Christmas banned in TV ads in the U.S. and U.K. I'm not joking, and Paris cancels Christmas market.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.